Hi, and welcome to another episode of Function Junction. My name is Simon Timms.
And I'm Eric Fleming.
Great. And so in our last episode, we looked a bit at HTTP triggers, and we're just going to continue going down the list. We're going to do an episode, a trigger type, I think, until we run out of trigger types. So it keeps us going for a little while. Today, we're going to talk about storage queues. So there's kind of two different queue technologies on Windows, or on Azure, rather. There are storage queues and service bus queues. So this is the older technology that's the storage queues. So they're a pretty simple queue. They don't have any sort of like pub-sub semantics or anything like that. You just put a message in and then a message comes out. But they are dirt cheap. So
if these are the older ones, is there something that's going to take its place or is taking its place?
I always hear like rumor that they're going to get rid of storage queues and replace them with service bus queues, but
I also heard that.
Yeah, I don't. It would be a big thing, right? Like to move people away from storage queues, because storage queues are one of the original things that existed on day one of Azure. So people have got used to having like 10 years of legacy code built up on top of it. And there are some things that are just a little bit better in storage queues than they are in service bus queues. Like I think you can do bigger messages in storage queues than you can in service bus queues, unless you go up to like the premium service bus ones.
Okay.
You know, six of one, half a dozen of the other, really. I find them, like if I'm standing up a really simple queue and I just need something to like put some messages somewhere and have something else read them, just like in a distribution fashion, then storage queue is quick and easy to get up and running. Service bus queues are a little bit more work because you got to do namespaces and stuff like that with them. But anyway, so this is our function here. So I just found a new project, a function project here, and this is a very basic function that is going to read a message off of the storage queue and do something with it. At the moment, it doesn't do anything with it. So we'll figure out the sending email in a later episode when we talk about output from functions, because there's a really slick way of sending emails from functions, but we'll get around to that. So what I have here is a function called send email. You can name this function anything that you want. So I'm going to have this annotation on this. It's going to be the name that's going to be exposed in the portal and everywhere else. I'm going to trigger this using a queue trigger. So I'm using use a queue called email output. So the idea here being that something upstream is desirous of sending an email. And to do that, that's going to dump a message in email output. And then I'm going to use the development storage connection here. So if I pull up my local settings.json, I have development storage, and I just have this pointed against my local service bus or storage queue instance. So that's one of the nice features about storage, is that you can just run the storage emulator, and that'll give you queue functionality locally.
Nice.
Okay, so that's going to be the queue message that comes in. It's just going to come in as a string. So I'm going to be responsible for knowing what serialization mechanism is being used and handling that on my side. And then I just threw in the traceWriter log so that we could write this out to the console when we ran it. So let's maybe go and start up a program over here to feed a message into the queue. So this is just a kind of really simple program here. I'm going to load up a storage account. I'm going to use the queue client to write to it. Get a reference to the storage queue that I have to find in the app settings here. So this is email output, if you remember from before, and we're using the same development storage that we were in the other program. I'm going to create the queue if it doesn't exist. So if I pop over here, I don't think this queue exists yet in my development storage. So I don't actually have any queues defined locally at the moment. So let's go and spin this program up. Actually, what we'll do, maybe we'll stop both of them at the same time so that we can see what that looks like. Properties. And we'll start multiple projects. So we'll start poker, which is going to poke messages into the queue. It feels to me like poker is like a character from a Roald Dahl story. Like that's the bad guy in the story.
See, when I first saw poker, I thought you were doing a card game example.
Different kind of poker. All right. So we've got the job post started up over here. So let's go and send the message on a storage queue. And that takes sometimes a little bit of time to happen. So storage queues, there we go, we hit that breakpoint already. So storage queues, the semantics behind sending on it are that it is a polling interval. So you're going to go and ask for a message from it. And in order to be polite, you don't want to hammer the queues too much. Plus it costs you a little bit of money every time you ask. And when I say a little bit of money, I mean like fractions of a fraction of a cent. So you need to go and ask, hey, is there anything on this queue for me? Yes, I'll take it. So it's not a blocking call, so it's not immediate. We'll see that when we come to the service bus queue. So we've got our message in here, and it is just a serialized blob of JSON here. When I sent the message, I just serialized it as JSON. And that's what's going to come in. So we can then pass it off to a JSON serializer here, and we're going to deserialize that message just using JSON.net. And if we step over it, you notice that I had to step over it twice because I've got two messages coming in simultaneously on different threads. So that deserializes nicely. And that's all you need to do.
Nice. So I had a question for the polling interval. Is that the function that's handling the polling interval?
Yes. So this stuff is all nicely wrapped up. Like this function is all the code that I have in the project, basically. So Azure Functions handles setting up polling against this queue, kind of handling all of that stuff. You can change the polling interval.
That was going to be my next question.
I don't know what it is by default. I feel like it's like a minute by default or something like that, but you can change it down by putting some settings in this host file here. I will put a link in the show notes as to where to go for that, because I don't remember exactly what the stuff is. I'm pretty sure this is coming out.
I wonder if that gets output in the, like if you go check your bin folder. Oh,
look at that, max polling interval. I assume it's in seconds. Let's change it down to 5 and see what happens. We'll just restart this and see if that works any quicker. Oop, stuff's always opening up on the wrong screen. Come back over here, you. Uh-oh, didn't like that. Must not be less than 10. Oh, okay, so I guess...
It's in milliseconds.
Days, hours, minutes, seconds. Maybe. Oh. Doesn't really say what it is. Let's change it to 10 and see how it goes. Maybe it's milliseconds.
No,
that'd be pretty quick.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's seconds.
I don't know. It wasn't not apparent to me. Even 10 didn't work. All right, I'm just going to keep adding zeros until it starts. Maybe, if it is a millisecond, it might need to be like 1,000. Let's try one more time and see.
Yeah, that'd be very quick, I think.
That would be. Well, it seemed happy with that. Let's see how it goes. And enter. Ooh, yeah, it was pretty quick that time. I'm going to take the breakpoint out so we can send a bunch of messages through and see how quick it is. One. Yeah, it's
pretty much every second, yeah.
Yeah, there's basically no perceivable latency on that. So I guess if you wanted to set it up like that, you could. But...
That would probably get expensive.
Well, every time you ask for one of these, it counts as a transaction. I don't know what that's.
Oh, it does. Okay.
Azure Rising Calculator. Let's see what that looks like over here. I just want to calculate prices. Used to be a really good pricing calculator. You're going to try and sign me up now, aren't you? I don't want to be signed up. I want the calculator. It's because I'm using Bing. That's what the problem is.
Pricing calculator?
Yeah. Oh, Bing. All right. So storage, and type tabling queue. Storage transactions. Okay, so if we're doing it every, this is per month, I guess. So if we're doing it 10 times a second, so 10 times 60 seconds in a minute, 60 minutes in an hour, 24 hours in a day, say 31 days in a month, so 100,000, so call it 27 million transaction units, that's by 10,000. About 10,000, so 2,700 of these. Oh, you can't delete the one. That's nice. Okay, some usability issues here.
There it goes.
So, okay, so it's going to cost you $1 a month. So, was it 2,700? Right? Yeah, so even polling at that interval, it's not going to cost you that much. So that it's going to cost you $1 to poll. And if you were to get a message each time, I guess it would cost you twice that.
Yeah.
Cool.
Very cool. Awesome. I think we can probably put some links into like the storage emulator.
Yep. Yeah, we'll do links to storage emulator, maybe just pricing calculator. And I feel like there's another thing I promised. The documentation for changing the polling interval, although we sussed that out ourselves. So who needs documentation?
Cool.
All right. Thanks, everybody. We will see you on the next episode where we'll talk about probably Service Bus.
Yes, that sounds good.